This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, fine. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And we're very, very, very glad you're listening. It is the holiday season, and I'm not overly dating us because it's the holiday season most likely for most people listening.
Actually, Dan, I would beg to differ. Hey, I would have to ask John, when do these potties over their lifetime get the most listen? In the first week or in subsequent weeks and years?
First week, he says.
First week is the most at a time, but yeah, at a time, but I'm talking life of a potty.
Well, the oldest ones, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So therefore.
No. Mm. Still not. Mm. You felt it.
I shall not be wrong.
I actually don't even know what we're fighting about.
I don't
because
know.
Because I was
fighting.
When he said it's holiday season, I started to sing that song. And then I was so trying to think of the words of that song. Like, oh, what are those? What is the next line? What is the next line that I don't even know what you're talking about? What are you talking about? What
I
are you
don't
fighting
know.
About?
Let's just start.
And it doesn't matter. But
I might
hey,
want to choose a side.
Well, here's the thing. Do you remember when we did the Serene and Pearl show?
Mm-hmm.
And we had to be really all about the seasons and the times. Like, if it was Thanksgiving, because it was, didn't it go out, was it live?
It, or it was
went
like,
out that day?
For that week, by the way, new peeps in the room, it was a radio show where we were on syndicated radio back in the day.
Yeah, we're all has-been radio people now.
Okay.
But we had to get jazzed about the holiday.
Yes, we did.
That's the thing is it was important that not only were we excited, but then we had like questions. It was so professional.
Do you know what the funny thing was? I had to be like pop culture girl, remember?
Yeah.
Like, and think about that.
You had
and
to talk about people
about
like J-Lo. And,
I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But back to you, listeners, not so much about us. I have something to bring today.
Oh,
and
I
it
love
is
it.
Kind of a question statement, but it's a broad topic. So I wouldn't call it a train, a wagon, a bandwagon regarding kefir, because Serene has been on kefir for 2 decades and never made it a thing. She just did it, right? So then a few months back, I got on that train, even though I'm set using the word train. I'm just using what people are calling it now because it's now a bigger thing.
Mm.
Just because of knowledge. Knowledge changes me. See, I watch Serene do it every day and I thought, no, I'm a drive-through, so let her have it. It's just not for me. It's too much work.
But she loved a sip.
Oh, I loved this stuff. And Serene would tell me about the health benefits, but I didn't know them. I just thought Serene's doing well, but so am I, you know? And then we got feedback, as I've shared here on other potties, of her microbiome results. And that changed me because I could see on paper the difference between mine and hers. And so I thought, I can go from here to there. You bet I'm doing that. You bet I'm getting those gut bugs, you know. So I started on kefir and I can't, whatever I'm excited about, I can't put it in a bottle and not let it out.
Yes.
It's going to explode. So I have been kind of exploding about kefir. And then Serene, of course, was already doing it. So now she's been double exploding. So we've been like popcorn, pop, pop, popping about it. And it's kind of out of the jar. And we're doing some exciting things with it, even, you know, kind of first things on this globe we're about to do with kefir and with yogurt and gut health. So we're kind of excited.
Yeah, I mean, taking the foundation of already an incredible super gut food and then tweaking it with a scientist to like make a really awesome weird micro baby that's going to like revolutionize
the world, we believe, actually. But it's not quite out yet that. But in the meantime, just doing plain old kefir, home fermenting, is life-changing. I have found it life-changing for me. But because of all that, that was the lead up to my broader conversation. So because we've been talking about it lately, we got a little, most people are just super excited about it and like, bring it, Pearl and Serena. I'm on it. Where do I get my grains? All of that. But some people have been a little bit, hold on, hands up. Oh, we got another bandwagon now. And someone on the groups, you know, said, hey, I've been listening to the pod lately and I'm going to say what she said and then I'm going to talk about how I came to understand what she said first. Mm-hmm. At first, I was a little, what? That's not us. She said, I've been listening lately and I just feel that there's a new lack of freedom on the potty. Like I feel like there's more not as much freedom as there used to be, and more bondage because, you know, of what Serene and Pearl are saying, you have to do Kiefer. So at first I was thinking, oh my goodness, the last thing that Serene and I ever want to be is non-freedom people, because we want to walk and walk in more freedom. And I kept thinking, when have we made this plan like more bondage? When? I can't think. I felt like I think we talk about doing it your way more than ever, ever. And so I did a post saying, hey, we have never, ever said to anybody, you must do that and you must do this or you're not a trim, healthy mama. We've tried to be anti that, right? And everyone was encouraging me and saying, yes, Pearl, I've never felt you guys squelch my freedom ever. But then one lady did say something and it made me think. She said, her name was Gina.
What's her last name? I don't know, but
I'm getting to all this and then I want to broach the subject. She told us to do a whole potty on this. She's like, thank you for taking the time to write this. You are so genuine and most of us can see that. I appreciate all of your research and so many of us have benefited greatly from it. Kind of you, Gina. But I think it is more that there are a lot of mamas in the groups that strive for perfection and only consuming perfectly and exactly what Pearl and Serene have said to do and excitedly jump on every new discovery. It is okay for some of us if we not do that. And thank you for verifying it publicly. Maybe this is a new potty topic to cover. And then someone else said on that, it's overwhelming to make every single change. Therefore, it feels like a striving for perfection. People that do this are usually green personalities. Some of us enjoy jumping on the next thing to improve health while another person will be going, hey, but I just started that thing that was mentioned 10 things ago. Is it okay to go at your own pace? And it's okay
well, Pearl,
if that pace,
you jolly well went at your own pace.
Yes, it's fast paced to learn all the things and it's all okay. So here's what I want to discuss. Do you have to get on everything that Serena and I are excited about?
No. And can I say one thing? We don't want to hold back knowledge either because that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Okay, you may have many friends in this world and you have friends that just make you laugh and you have friends that console you and you have friends that you go around because, you know, you just they're your personality type and it's great. But we're here as your friends of knowledge.
Yeah.
And you can press pause anytime you jolly well want. But if seen with your friends of knowledge, that's our relationship with you, I feel, in health.
Oh, that's good, Serene. So anything that we share here, Serena, I didn't know if we need to continue, but I will. But that was really good because anything that we share here is hopefully new knowledge and something that we're excited about, but it is not ever to squelch your freedom or to make you feel like you have to be perfect doing this our way just because we're excited about something. But let me go back to my first thing. Knowledge is power. So when you're ready to apply it, it can improve your life. But no, you can't do 15,000 things at once.
I even have power on pause. Lots of power on pause. Because Pearl has like 25 books on her bedside.
Many of them are on pause.
Yeah. And, you know, I have blinking, you know, wonderful number of books too scattered all around the house. I think Pearl could beat me. I do with the amount of research books that she has. But a lot of the things that we read, we just like share with each other like, wow, isn't this amazing? Look at this knowledge. But we haven't implemented those knowledges.
Not all of it.
Remember the things we've got, even brought contractions?
Yes.
They've sat in our drawer for 2 years.
Serene, you and I are about to do some really interesting things with our skin, right?
Yes.
And we went and bought some stuff lately, but we haven't done this
yet. Actually, you know what you said to me? Oh, actually, I think I brought one of those devices 2 years ago.
And
power on pause is a very okay thing to have.
But 2 years now, 2 years into the future, you brought the same contraption. You're like, Pearl, you and I are starting this together.
Right.
And then you watch what happens. If Serene and I find that it is effective for us, we will come here to the potty and bring it to you.
Yes.
But we have to try things out in our own life and they don't have to be immediate.
Right.
What's the contraption?
It is this far near infrared mask that you put on your face and it boosts collagen. Have you seen those things? Omnilux.
Yeah, I thought about trying one actually.
Yeah, because you want to have baby
we
smooth
should all
skin
like,
again.
Yes.
Sit here at the potty and do our potty with our masks on.
Omnilux.
But Serena, like, hey, if we're all about latest gut health, if we're all about latest, you know, ways to build muscle and to trim and all that, why wouldn't we be about latest ways to keep your skin amazing?
And we don't do everything.
I
do not make kombucha. Why? Because I've chosen kefir over kombucha. I believe kefir is more powerful with the amount of microbes it contains. Mm-hmm. I do believe is not like kombucha definitely has different things
that
kefir doesn't.
Right.
And it's wonderful things. And if I could do all, I just buy like the best kombucha I know to buy.
When you're out and about.
When I'm out and about. And some brands are better than others. But I can't do everything, just like you guys can't do everything. And there is no condemnation here about all that.
No, I know. I think this. Here's what I want to say. There's some fundamentals to Trim Healthy Mama that we all do, right? And then we make the plan our own. So what are the fundamentals? We're going to balance our blood sugar. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put protein in our meals to keep our lean muscle mass around, right? We are going to celebrate the heck out of carbs and we're going to celebrate the heck out of fats. And that's it.
That's it.
After that, it's all build upon build of excitement of new knowledge and how we can tweak the plan for ourselves.
Just think about it, right? Those who are Bible believers, right? Like the Bible, I'm using that as an example because that's complete truth there. There's like Genesis to Revelation truth right there, right? So we're all working at different parts of it. Maybe I'm just working on patience this week. Or maybe I'm just really...
Hey, can I just stop you? You're not working. You're walking into
Thank you. Good new ways of seeing things. Mm-hmm. Yes. See, you know, I'm still... I'm not on the bandwagon on everything and I fall off. See, I fell off with the way I should speak. But I'm so glad I have the complete picture. And I just take little bits at a time where I feel wooed to read and those truths that are going to, that I believe I'm going to rest my way into, Pearl, just because it's not my strength, it's his strength that's going to help me with those things. But I love having that complete truth.
The fullness of the Bible. Sitting you might only be ready for Matthew, but you might throw all the rest out.
Exactly. In fact, I haven't read Revelation for like 4 years. It's been power on pause.
It's the best one.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, I want to revisit some of the things that people may consider bandwagons, but I just look at them as fun, honestly, beneficial fun.
Yeah.
And they're different seasons in our lives. But you know what I do? I keep some of them in. Sometimes when I'm first excited about something, I'll really go all in. And for 2 weeks, I'm going to have my hot tomatoes on toast, right?
Oh, yeah. I went one day with you on that. One day. I did one day as a hot tomato toast girl. And I was going to continue because Pearl did that potty about all the lycopene and all the wonderful and one day I lasted on that one, Pearl, but it was fun while it lasted.
But do you still know more the benefits about cooking your tomatoes now or leaving them in the sun rather than putting in your fridge?
Oh, I know it.
I hope you've never put your tomatoes back in the fridge since then.
No, I don't. And it's power on pause for when one day I do end up doing that again, I'll have all that placebo, all that excitement.
So look, that we did the whole thing on hey, tomatoes, you boost the lycopene when you put them on your windowsill. And don't ever put them in your fridge. And if you cook them, you got more lycopene. So I did this whole thing about hot tomatoes on toast. And, you know, I was making them every day. And you know what? Occasionally, I still bring out my hot tomatoes on toast and I enjoy it. But I still pull some of that knowledge about just tomatoes in general. Same thing about mushrooms. What did we learn? You can sunbathe your mushrooms.
Yes, you can. They absorb all that vitamin D, right?
Yeah. So I never shove my mushrooms at the back of the fridge either. So those things, I'm not sunbathing them every day all the time now, okay? But I did keep some of the treasures from that knowledge.
I want to declare now, you know, we brought a lot of stuff on these potties. And we're being honest with you today. Do we always keep all of that knowledge at work 100%? No, we've done potties on slow eating and I'm at the altar call. Like, and this is the new thing. I will do it every day for the rest of my life. It lasts about a week and now I'm a speed eater again, right?
Yeah,
now,
but you have to remind yourself because you got the knowledge.
Exactly. I've got the knowledge. So I do have that little check in the back of my spirit when I'm speed eating.
Yeah,
right?
To say, hey.
But I have that knowledge and I can use it when I feel like I should, which is...
Yeah, like look, there's other things. I remember we did the whole purple cabbage potty, right? We were so excited because purple cabbage is like 50 times or 100 times more beneficial than cabbage already, which is so beneficial, right? But make it purple, make your lettuce purple. And we went all into the goodness of purple vegetables. Yes. And I was buying organic, big, red, purple cabbages and trying to go through one a week, right? And really like, come on, Pearl, challenge yourself. And now I'm not buying a purple cabbage a week, but whenever I buy an organic cabbage mix, which I put into my salad all the time just to crunch it up, I'm making sure there's some purple in there. So I've taken a little treasure from that. I've kept it in my mind and I've made it work for my drive-through Sue ways.
And let me tell you guys, so you feel good. And then we're going to let Dan have say some things too. But I want to say this. Do you know what's in my fridge right now?
What? Purple.
12 rotting purple cabbages. Because whatever I do, I go big or go home. So I ordered off of Azure, right? A whole sack. Now I was all inspired and I put away like 20 jars of fermented purple cabbage and it's so exciting. But then my stint and my marathon was done and I've just stared at them every day and don't know what to do.
Because you don't want to throw them out because that would be wasteful.
No, throwing out would be wrong.
Yeah.
But just so you know, we rot our cabbages too.
Yeah.
Hey, and you'll have to go back to living in the tent.
We should. Right. That should be the name of this podcast. We rot our cabbages too.
Dan.
I've got nothing on purple cabbage, kids. I can just tell you that.
But what about stints that you've gone on and you still believe their knowledge, but maybe you're just not always like 100% on it, but you're still glad you know it.
Well, you know, I've never interpreted anything you've shared ever once as like, here's what I need to do to be healthy. Like, it's always been like, here is another super healthy thing. Mm. Like, and you should know about it. Yeah. But it wasn't like to not do kefir is to, I just never got that sense at all.
Well, you were here in that party and you haven't even started blinking well.
I'm still waiting on my kefir grains.
That's true.
Yeah, he's waiting for them to come fall out of the sky and that's when he'll know God's told him to
do kefir. But you know, when I get so excited about something, I find it hard not to share, right? Because now that I'm a kefir nerd, now it is something I have to say that it's not going to stop with me. I'm speaking that into my future.
Oh, it's not going to stop with me either,
you've
people.
Kept it up 20 years, right, Serene? Since
I thought you were saying this sharing of knowledge isn't going to stop.
No, I mean my kefir.
Yeah, but the sharing of knowledge isn't going to stop either.
No, it's not.
We're your knowledge friends, people.
We can't help it. It's going to happen. Yeah. But may it never be taken. May it never be taken with perfectionism.
Yes.
Because we don't live that perfectionism.
Not even every child on my house is on kefir.
No.
Some love it and some others just like I force the tablespoon down their throat.
There's a time and a place for things. And I think if you're new and you're first starting Trim Healthy Mama and you come to this and you're like, oh, I have to do kefir to be a proper Trim Healthy Mama. No, the heck you don't. Yeah. I did it. I did Trim Healthy for Mama for 17 years. Never a kefir, never a kefir grain, thriving in my house. And I did fantastic. But now I'm up to next level.
Yeah.
I'm just excited about next level. You
and
know?
It was easy for you to go to that next level because you were familiar with the idea of kefir because you'd had these.
If you're pushing in too much at the start, and you're trying to do all the things. You're like, if you're trying to do kefir and a purple cabbage a week and make sure you have a hot tomato sandwich every day and make sure
We used to start, Trim Healthy Mother was started with this idea of like, do the sippers, stay hydrated. I haven't made a blinkin'. I say blinkin' all day long.
You're doing Christian cursing.
It's my Christian cursing because I'm like really passionate about this. Passionate about the fact that we're going to spill our knowledge out. Not that it's our knowledge. We just get to read it somewhere and then share it with you guys, right?
We come up with something.
Yeah.
So Good Girl Moonshine was out of your blimmin' head.
No, yeah, blinkin' head. But listen, I haven't made a blinkin' Good Girl Moonshine.
Neither have I.
And even when I go to the cafe, I don't even order it. I had too many years of it.
Yeah. You don't have to make our sippers to be Trim Healthy Mamas. They're just there and they're exciting. Mm-hmm. If they bless you, then use them. If they don't bless you, don't. The heck, use them, please.
Yeah, like I
Lincoln heck would have had more force, girl. Yeah.
I got unblessed like by oatmeal for
Did
a season.
You?
Yeah, I found myself like meh, like sticking it in my mouth, you know, and just
and then
being
you had
like,
to change up to be blessed again.
Yeah, yeah. So like, and I can just oscillate between two. Like I can do eggs with tahini on top, and then as soon as I'm just like another salted egg, like I can switch over to oatmeal. But I've been curious. I want to hear from both of you. Do you make three meals a day?
What do you mean by that? I don't even
get it. Like some people will like store chili for all year, you know? It's like this eternal frozen chili in the fridge or in the freezer. But like, are you every day, like when you talk about your sweatpants oatmeal or, you know, a Yuk Yum smoothie, is this like when you make a Yuk Yum smoothie, you still have like toddlers almost in your house? Right? Like really young kids still. Are they also having a Yuck Yum smoothie?
I bring my toddlers up like I bring myself up. I mean, I feed my toddlers like I feed me because they don't get a choice.
Yeah, right. So, so you yes, and the my toddlers, toddlers are have, always having what you're
But they
you're
have their
having.
Own one. They have raw honey in it and, you know, dates okay. and things like that to make them fat and gushy.
The reason yeah. she yeah. has a Yuck Yum smoothie, though, Danny, I think part of your question is are you making three meals a day and it seems like that's a lot to you? Is that what you're saying? Is
no, that, it's oh. Like I've just, anytime I've pictured, when you guys talk about this yeah. morning, I had my sweatpants yeah. oatmeal. I also know you have lots of kids. So I'm just
all
picturing, children, what are they eating? Are
all
they
my
also
children
eating?
Make their own breakfast that are over the toddlers. Okay, so toddlers and I make toddlers and down mine and my husband's breakfast every morning.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, but I make them all theirs really quick and then I make mine so I can sit down and relax.
Yeah, but your, anyone okay. over the age of five is their own? Even the five-year-old's making their own pretty
my
much?
My seven-year-old yeah. is going to be a genius and he is a genius and he's yeah. amazing, but he's still puppy. He's a, still a
yeah,
puppy.
Yeah, so you make his.
Some of my seven-year-olds could make seven-course meals. They were that way inclined. Yeah. But this guy, and he's into other things and yeah. he's not into this. So I make his own breakfast.
Yeah, but everyone else is making their own.
Oh, everybody else is making their own. Except okay. for my husband. I serve
yeah,
him.
No, no. So, and I have no children left now. I mean, Autumn just turned 18. So I make my own and my husband's breakfast every morning. But mine, it's always different. He doesn't want what I want. But
I used to do the big slop, a big, huge pot of oatmeal for all. But my teenage boys, they're wanting their eight eggs on yeah. toast and their full protein
smoothie. To go with their workout.
Yeah. And, yeah. and then, you know, my children, they just like all different things. I've got granola on hand that I've made or sourdough bread on hand. They'll make fry eggs and they just want different things.
She's got a house full of sourdough bread that could feed a nation. So her children, whenever I go there, they're constantly cutting it and putting in the toaster and cutting it and putting in the toaster.
I would eat anything made for me ever. Like I never have a, like I don't want that. Like mm-hmm. I would just eat if you set something. If
yeah.
if it was salted baby lettuce. That would be my meal.
You love
and I
being
wouldn't
served.
Question it.
You love being served.
Oh my gosh. If it's done for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only meal that I make for all is dinner. Everyone makes their own lunch too, except I make my toddler's and my husband's lunch too, if he's home.
Yeah.
But the only meal I make corporately is dinner.
You typically do like mac and cheese, like Kraft
mac
and cheese?
No, I make one of my big trimmy bisques, you know, and then they slice the sourdough bread to dunk in it and raw milk on the side or a salad and protein or something like that. It's so simple. My house is the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It's Tough Camp USA.
Yeah, but tough it's yummy camp. It's yummy tough camp. I love going
Back
to your
Back in
house.
The day, it was tough
Well,
camp
what I mean
proper.
By that is I've tried to be a pearl. Hey, this is going to free you guys up. Jumping on bandwagons. I've tried to be a pearl trim healthy mama. I tried for like 2 days. I made a meat and three or like a casserole. Mm. Oh, it's too much work for me. I can't do casseroles. I don't do them well. And it's something I have to do to organize. Like there's tricky ingredients to me that have to go in casseroles. And
you see, I look at your trimmy brisket as tricky.
Yeah. See, so I don't feel at all condemned because I don't make her meat and three.
Well,
casseroles.
You see, now I'm different though. When I was raising my children and my husband would go to work and come home.
Yeah.
We were kind of that traditional family that he would come home and would all eat. And it was like, I'd have my protein sauce and like a vegetable side and a side salad and then a starch for the children like brown rice or noodles. Right. And so, or I do one of those Trim Healthy casseroles. That's when I wrote the books, the Trim Healthy Cookbook and the Trim Healthy Table. They were all like for the family growing up. But now my children have gotten married. They've all grown. They're all adults.
Well, you've and still got one daughter in there and she wants to cook her own
thing.
Food. Yeah.
She would never want
She's writing
me to
her
cook.
Own cookbook. And
she would never want me to cook. So I have found I don't want that casserole anymore. It's not for my season.
Yeah.
I want a huge salad every night with salmon on it or chicken. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And that's what I shall have.
And your husband has
my
the
husband,
same.
My husband? No, he does not.
Oh, you don't? I thought you just made it too
He
thin.
Doesn't want a huge salad.
So you have to make a separate thing.
He thinks salads are side salads.
Okay.
They're like one side item.
Yeah, they're a side item. The only full salads he'll eat will be a taco salad. He thinks that's a proper meal.
Okay.
If it has
meat
on it.
So what
that's
do you make
it.
Him every night for dins?
Oh, so every night, so I kind of do it. He will like something with beef. Okay, so I have ground beef cooked up.
And it's your own cows,
and this
right?
is what he likes. If I
just
do
so
a salmon,
you're condemned out there, okay? It's our
if,
own
if I do a salmon, I get him to eat salmon 3 days a week, guys. Mine goes over a huge salad. My husband used to never eat salmon because he used to think it was like fish, which fish
it
means
like,
quiche, which quiche
so
means
like
full
fish.
Salad. And it's like,
hey,
that's
hang on,
not
hang on, hang
food.
On. Clarify, do that all again. I need to slow down.
My husband
fish means quiche and quiche means salad.
Yes,
that's a shirt. That is a shirt.
Those are the three things he thought men do not eat as a full meal. But now I've got him eating salmon about 3 times a week. Here's what. It's so easy. I buy fresh salmon, right? Mm. And I blacken it by putting nutritional yeast, chili powder, and mineral salt. And I cook in a little bit of coconut oil on them. It's the most divine thing in the world. Now, I put
mine
over the hugest salad.
See, I'm inspired.
With a little goat cheese, blueberries, and a little and balsamic vinegar. Best thing in the world. Now, him,
yes.
he won't eat that. But he will eat good, jolly old pea salad. Do you know what pea salad is? I put in my first ever Trim Healthy Mama book. It is peas from a can.
Because he's from Oklahoma.
Mayonnaise, cubes of cheese, and onion. Now, he thinks it's the best thing in the world, and he suddenly thinks it's a meal. He thinks that salmon and the pea salad is a meal.
It sounds like something a real cowboy has to eat surviving on the frontier as he's driving a herd and he's out in the wilderness
yodeling
in the middle
too.
Of nowhere and as he yodels.
Now, that's the other thing. I can change up the peas and cut raw broccoli and do the same exact thing. So, two nights, I've got these salads, guys. They're side salads, but he thinks a meal it doth make.
Yes.
And then I can put a protein piece so I can do chicken if I'm not doing the salmon. And I'm just happy with my big salad. So think of that. 5 nights out of the week, I'm golden. I'm not doing full two completely different meals. It's just what it's with that's changing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I do chicken, he can do chicken. When I do salmon, he can do salmon. We're just plating it differently.
Yes, that's good. That sounds easy.
And then two other nights, he'll like a quesadilla with chicken in it, you know, black beans and, you know, or beef. And then one night a week, I don't know. I'll think about that.
So you're typically rocking meat and garden. That's
at, yeah, meat and garden
vibe.
At night.
She carbs all day.
I do my emails carbs. In the day or my crossovers in the day. And then at night, I have a lovely S. And I'm telling you, my life is so simple and easy. And now I do kefir. So I'll put kefir with my lunch or my breakfast or an afternoon snack.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me how simple that is. My ingredients don't have to change too much each week.
Yeah. And see, we're not like putting every single thing we've ever spoken about here in that day-to-day.
No,
right?
But sometimes...
But this part, you see, there's key things that we've jumped on wagons with and we're like, this is a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And other things, well, that was a fun little trip, you know, on the wagon, but it's not for me.
Well, sometimes I'll remember things and think, I really crave that now,
yeah,
so let me do one night of that.
Like Budweek, we used to, when my son was... battling cancer, there was something called a Budweek protocol, and it was like really, really good form of casein. Like if it was like a really good cultured cottage cheese or
with flax oil.
Quark is what some people call it. It's a Scandinavian kind of a yogurt, and you whiz it with raw virgin flaxseed oil,
so yummy.
And it oxygenates the casein, and the casein forms almost like a you know when you liposomal thing? It becomes like a liposomal oxygen.
So good.
We got addicted. Yeah. We were on that bandwagon with him for fun for like 2 months and then we were sick of it, didn't want to touch it again in our life.
Do you know though,
now
I still occasionally
do it.
I get one of those good culture cups, you know, you can buy them the individual cups.
Yeah.
And then I whiz it with a little bit of oil and then I put lemon juice on it and a few nuts. For an afternoon snack.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most amazing thing
in the
world.
So we'll pick it up. You see, it was knowledge that we pick up. It oxygenates your body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Now I feel like I should be like our dad and just like repeat some things so people really
got
it.
Toast it up a little bit more. Flip it over on the other side of the toaster.
Crisp it.
And then do an altar call. And then... do a standing altar call.
And then what you have to do is forget that you didn't do the bread and the wine. So do the bread and the wine and then you've got a whole nother chance to repeat.
We love you, Dad. Dad listens.
Oh, he does. He listens to our party.
He is the most amazing guy in the world. But we like to It's his endearment that he likes to do his altar calls.
Oh, yeah, and we do repeat.
We repeat like him.
Because I can't help it. I really want to stop right now. I really want to say to you guys.
It's a genetic
that
thing.
If we bring things to you, I want you to know that they are never, ever, ever in bondage or perfection. I am so anti-perfectionist mode. And if it ever brings you to a place where you feel like this is just too much, forget it. That trim, healthy lifestyle is just so intense. I want you to know that you have not got the right lifestyle. And if we've ever brought it to you in a way that feels like that, I'm so sorry. We would never want to, ever.
And let me bare my soul. I was telling Pearl, we were driving home from a meeting, and I said, Pearl, I haven't had a blinkin' salad in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, that's okay. And I said, yeah, because I live on my kraut. I have like my raw kraut, and I'll have that drizzle with tahini. But every time I buy lettuce from the store, those mixes,
yeah,
I'll be busy, so I won't get around to it for a couple of days. And then I'll go in all the time. It's slime. So I don't want to eat slime. And then it's a while before I can get back to the grocery store. So you see, I'm not even.
But you know what? What's funny about you is in 2 weeks, you'll come here and you'll be so excited about salad again.
Oh, I'll eat it for 1 month straight.
But I would be concerned if you weren't having any greens. But you said to me, but I'm eating my kraut every day, my sauerkraut. And I'm like, but that's even better than salad. So why are you worried?
Yeah, but also, and I have my green drink. I do have a green drink.
So
every day.
So you're fulfilling the needs of greens.
Yes, but
it's
not
just you're
ticking
doing
them
in a different way.
And I do want to say, we talked about our father, and I do want to say it is genetic, you know, because he, one of my favorite memories, and it's such a clear memory, and it's like 100,000 of these memories all in one, is Dad reading out loud some health thing that he's just found in a prevention magazine or something. And he'll be reading it loud and everybody stops listening because they're like moving on doing their thing, but he's still reading. He doesn't know that no one's listening. He'll read it to the end. It's like an hour long article. He loves knowledge. We got it from him. He loves health knowledge. And his closets are like a pharmacopoeia, whatever that word is, of supplements and superfoods, which
he took for a month
and then... Then it's not for him, or he forgot about it, or he got busy, or he got excited about something else.
On to the next thing is what it is.
Hey, when can we interview the great Colin Campbell on the Trim Healthy Podcast?
I know. We've never had our dad.
Good old dad.
You had mom once, right?
Yes,
yeah,
we had mom.
We should get our dad because, you know, our dad is so amazing. You know, he got something wrong with his knee about a year and a half ago.
Clarify that he's 82.
Yeah, he's 82. Our dad has always been an overcomer. Whatever he gets wrong with him, he was like, oh, no, I'll get right. No, you know, he fell off a roof and broke his back.
No, he fell off the church and the steeple was rotting when he was trying to fix it. He fell on his back and the steeple fell on top of him. It was a terrible thing. He should be dead so many times.
But Dad always says, oh, no, she'll be right. I'm coming along. I'm going to do great, right? But this last time, he was... Yeah, about a year, just a little more than a year ago, I did actually get concerned. I said, Serena, I hope this is not the thing that takes him down. Because in his right knee, he just started to get some pain. Then it was more pain. And then it was more so badly. And my parents, you know, they do ministry. And so they had to go to Europe. And Dad was in such pain.
No, but just know that the knee went up. Then the pain radiated to his thigh and then all the way down to his ankle. So it was a complete leg thing at that point.
Yeah, and he had to use a walker. He could not walk. So he was first using a walking stick and then a full-on walker.
And once he fell over in the kitchen and he was there in fetal position and
he went to the knee specialist and they couldn't really figure out what it was. They thought it was very advanced arthritis or something that suddenly came on him. Quick onset, it was called. He couldn't sleep at night for the pain. It seemed to be progressive and getting really bad. And we said, Dad, you know, it looks like you can't go to Europe. And he's like, what? I'm going. I'll get right. You know, he can't get up. When you watch him get up, he's like, oh, you know, he's making the sounds, but he's just doing it anyway. And there's hobbling and he's using a walker. And I'm looking at my dad in a walker and I'm like, oh. And then I called mum and they're on their way to Europe and they're at the airport all day. And I said, how's Dad? And she's like, well, it's humbling for him, Pearl. You know, he's in a wheelchair now. I said to Serena, oh, please, no, this can't be the way our dad goes.
And they were going to a situation where they were doing three meetings each.
Every day.
My mum would speak to the woman and my dad to the man of these different churches and three meetings every day and going from, you know, town to town and shire to shire.
Yeah, so I was just texting my dad. I said, praying for your dad, you know, and you're amazing. And he's like, oh, Pearl, I'll be coming right. You watch. Yeah, I'm just putting my trust in God. Well, what's so amazing is he just, through the pain, he kept knuckling in and doing the meetings, and he would walk up to the podium with a walker, you know, one of those things that you shuffle with.
Yeah.
You know, really humbling for our dad. You know, dad, you know, Mr. C. By the end of that tour in Europe, he didn't need a walking stick. He didn't need a walker. He came home. He walked in through my door just on his own legs. He's getting stronger and stronger. He goes for walks now.
And
he's
then we
fine.
Went to Florida as my family and the Allisons.
Gets over
and we
stuff.
Took my mum and dad down. And he's like, okay, well, I'm got to get fit now again. Now I can walk. So he didn't just like walk like just a little mile each day. He was doing 4 miles in the morning and 4 miles a night. On the sand, and that is like the most difficult.
But he just gets over stuff because he believes that's for him. Like, you could tell him, but Dad, this is serious. And he's like, oh, no, 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 I'll get over this.
Yeah.
And
how old is he now?
82.
Yes.
Yeah, we should bring.
Oh, we should.
We should bring Dad on.
We should.
That's not really related to what we started with, but it's the ending.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but
oh,
it just related
to the fact. Crisping it up.
Like
we were
our crisping
dad
it up. And also because he, you know, we just want, you know, we're not worried if you, you know, take some knowledge and use it for a while, put it on the back burner for a while, just as long as you've got those foundational, you know, points of Trim Healthy Mum and Dad. And even if you lose those and lose the plot, the whole thing for a while, who cares? But we come from stock where you get excited, you know, and then you might, you know, put it on the shelf for a while and then you get excited about something else and it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
But guess what? The path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. That means we grow in knowledge. We never regress. We grow.
And you'll find out of all this mix we throw at you, you'll find that your faves.
Your faves.
See ya.
Then I'll be trim-healthy mama to stay.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.